do it. If the next action can be done in 2 minutes or less, do it when you first pick the item up. If the memo requires just a 30-second reading and then a quick yes, no, other response on a post-it back to the sender, do it now. If you can browse the catalog in just a minute or two to see if there might be anything of interest in it, browse away and then toss it, root it, or reference it as required. If the next action on something is to leave a quick message on someone's voicemail, make the call now. Even if the item is not a high-priority one, do it now if you're ever going to do it at all. The rationale for the 2-minute rule is that that's more or less the point where it starts taking longer to store and track an item than to deal with it the first time it's in your hands. In other words, it's the efficiency cutoff. If the thing's not important enough to be done, throw it away. If it is, and if you're going to do it sometime, the efficiency factor should come into play. Many people find that getting into the habit of following the 2-minute rule creates a dramatic improvement in their productivity. One vice president of a large software company told me that it gave him an additional hour a day of quality discretionary time. He was one of those 300 emails a day high-tech executives, highly focused for most of the workday on 3 key initiatives. Many of those emails were from people who reported to him, and they needed his eyes on something, his comments and okays, in order to move forward. But because they were not on a topic in his rifle sights, he would just stage the emails in to get to later. After several thousand of them piled up, he would have to go into work and spend whole weekends trying to catch up. That would have been okay if he were 26, when everything's an adrenaline rush anyway, but he was in his 30s and had young kids. Working all weekend was no longer acceptable behavior. When I coached him, we went through all 800-plus emails he currently had in. It turned out that a lot could be dumped, quite a few needed to be filed as reference, and many others required less than 2-minute replies that he whipped through. I checked with him a year later, and he was still current. He never let his emails mount up beyond a screenful anymore. He said it had changed the nature of his division because of the dramatic decrease in his own response time. His staff thought he was now made of Teflon. That's a rather dramatic testimonial, but it's an indication of just how critical some of these simple processing behaviors can be, especially as the volume and speed of the input increase for you personally. 2 minutes is in fact just a guideline. If you have a long open window of time in which to process your in-basket, you can extend the cutoff for each item to 5 or 10 minutes. If you've got to get to the bottom of all your input rapidly in order to figure out how to best use your afternoon, then you may want to shorten the time to 1 minute or even 30 seconds so you can get through everything a little faster. It's not a bad idea to time yourself for a few of these while you're becoming familiar with the process. Most clients I work with have difficulty estimating how long 2 minutes actually is, and they greatly underestimate how long certain actions are likely to take. For instance, if your action is to leave someone a message and you get the real person instead of his or her voicemail, the call will usually take quite a bit longer than 2 minutes. There's nothing you really need to track about your 2-minute actions. You just do them. If, however, you take an action and don't finish the project with that one action, you'll need to clarify what's next on it and manage that according to the same criteria. For instance, if you act to replace the cartridge in your favorite pen and discover that you're out of cartridge refills, you'll want to decide on the next action about getting them, buy refills at the store, and do, delegate, or defer it appropriately. Adhere to the 2-minute rule and see how much you get done in the process of clearing out your in stacks. Many people are amazed by how many 2-minute actions are possible, often on some of their most critical current projects. Let me make one more observation regarding the 2-minute rule, this time as it relates to your comfort with typing emails. If you're in a large volume email environment, you'll greatly improve your productivity by increasing your typing speed and using the shortcut keyboard commands for your operating system and your common email software. Too many sophisticated professionals are seriously hamstrung because they still hunt and peck and try to use their mouse too much. More work could be dispatched faster by combining the 2-minute rule with improved computer skills. I found that many executives aren't resisting technology, they're just resisting their keyboards.